Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man, the podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again. And today, I am talking about how to deal with burnout. So, first of all, when you guys are seeing this, actually, this was pre-recorded on April 15th, 2024. This is like a month later. And the reason why for that is because I'm actually currently away. I'm actually not home. I'm actually not physically in the studio at this moment. I'm actually out on a little holiday, so I'm actually not going to be around. I'm not around that much, so I'm actually currently in Quebec City back on the 19th. The episode will actually be it will be not premiered, but it will be posted up on the 19th. So today's episode is actually a bonus episode, and then the regular episode goes out on the 19th on Sunday, and then Sunday I should be home and everything will go back to normal the following week. So I'll just give you guys a heads up, that is what the schedule is and that's what the plan is for this week, and I apologize for not being around, but it is what it is. You know, I need a break, I need a holiday. That's what matters. I do need a break from all of this, and I work hard to deserve a holiday break from all of this craziness. So today, how do I deal with burnout? Now, burnout is when you've done a lot of work nonstop, like me, like with the Power Rangers podcast. I constantly kept working on it. I kept, you know, recording, and I kept, you know, recording episodes, prepping episodes, getting things ready for the next show, and it was constant to a point I was just mentally burnt out. It's where you're mentally and physically exhausted, and I was feeling like that for a while, and that's why you can tell I am a lot more chipper now. I'm a lot happier until I get to the next series with Larry. That's going to be exhausting too, because that's going to be a long process, but that will be coming out. I'll be starting to work on that over the summer there in June. I'll be starting to work on those as well. Anyways, we all deal with burnout sometime. You know, no matter what, you know, we all, you know, deal with burnout, whether it's professionally or it's just personally. You know, you're doing something at home, but you need to make sure that, you know, you got to take care of your mental health. And story time, Power Rangers podcast being completed now for the last, we've been trying to get it done for the last year, and always something got in my way with my mental health, and my mental health was last year was not good. I'm doing better. I'm actually on the correct meds for my anxiety, which I will do another episode of that probably soon down the road. I will take a note on a sticky note to remind me to write one of those episodes for that. But, you know, this is why breaks are good. This is why you need to start taking breaks. This is why you need to take a day or two off from what you're doing. You know, breaks are great to refresh your mind, get rested for what you need to be done. You know, there is, you know, you say, what about deadlines, Chris? Like, this is where organization comes in place. And again, you know, you have your calendar. That's the one thing, your calendar, which is on the desk, my desk over there. You could probably move the microphone down. You can see it right there at the moment. But calendar, you know, things to do list on sticky notes like this. I have one of these on my desk always. But also a sticky note on my desktop, on my computer, which actually only has two things. And that's the Cars and King event here. And then also the Entertainment Man podcast notes are to be typed up as well. But, you know, organization is key. This is where, you know, you have to, you know, be organized. You need to, you know, make sure you are getting your work done. You got to make sure, you know, break it down a bit day by day. Break up the workload. You know, do a little bit every day. And that's what I'm doing today. I didn't do much today. I was either out and about or I was elsewhere, you know. But, you know, that's what I did with the Power Rangers podcast. To officially come to the end game of the podcast after 5.5 years, plus years, you know, doing the podcast with Larry. Now I'm got a lot more time on my hands. You know, I have more time to do other projects and work on Entertainment Man and work on the CBW show's future as well, right? So I have a lot of different things I can actually work on and get done with the series and whatnot, and etc. So, but the end game, actually, I was using my adrenaline rush, and adrenaline rush is when you get, you know, an urge just to keep going, keep going, keep going. You know, your blood gets kind of, I guess, I'm trying to say, adrenaline rush is, let me just look it up for a second. Adrenaline rush. Sorry, guys. I apologize. It is a physical feeling of intense excitement and stimulation caused by the release of adrenaline from your adrenal glands. Interesting. That's really interesting on that. But anyways, yeah, it is very, like, I use that, and, you know, I had that mindset, you know, I gotta get this done. I have to finish this. I have to get the season, you know, completed. You know, that's the one of the big things I had to do, is get really, really, really just getting things done and making sure that, you know, I want to, like, yeah, like, you just want to, it just, sometimes your adrenaline will rush, and then, you know, it just, it keeps wanting you just to get that excitement, like, oh, I'm almost done, I'm almost done, I'm going to complete this, I'm going to finish, you know, this project, I'm going to, you know, finish this very soon. And I did, and we did. We did finish it. We finished the project, and, you know, like, I'm officially done. I'm officially finished with the Power Rangers podcast with Larry, and I know you guys haven't heard the end of the whole thing with me talking about it, but I mean, you know, that was a good prime example. After recording, you know, I edited a bunch until Saturday, and I took a day or two off to rest, and that's fine, too. That's when you need to, you know, slow down, take a break, you know, breathe, play some video games if you're a video gamer like myself. You know, it is what, like, you need to take some time to spend time with your family as well, or go out on the bus, or go out shopping, or go get some fresh air, go for a nice long walk. You know, there's so many different things that you guys can do, and it's great. It is really good, and boy, it does feel good to get it done and have a lot of freedom after working so hard. So, you know, honestly, I've been feeling off and on not working on it anymore, and I had that problem for many, many years. Like, I was struggling with the whole getting the podcast done. So, but the time off felt really good, though. I did. I knew in the back of my mind I needed to get that break so I can focus on other things, on my sticky notes, which is very minimal right now. Just one more episode of Entertainment Man to do, and then I could work on the Simpsons stuff for the CBW show, and that will probably take me a day to do all of those. Maybe a day, day and a half, and then I'll be done with those, and then I move on to continuing working on Entertainment Man and working on new episodes and, you know, continuing to produce new episodes each and every week. You know, that is good. So you see that taking a break or breaking things up does help. It does help, because honestly, you're getting overwhelmed and stressed out, and it's not good. And honestly, it's triggered my anxiety too. And I'm probably going to be talking about this on a future podcast, is, you know, how I'm dealing with my anxiety, how I'm, what stage I am now with my anxiety. Am I on the right medications? What am I doing to help? You know, I'm going to do a little update on that, and I know you guys like those updates, and I'm gonna probably do that on the next bonus episode, which won't be until, I guess, June 1st. I guess it would be, no wait, that's May. What am I looking, because I'm pre-recording, right? So bonus episode is, I'm trying to remember, bonus episode is 24th 8th, and then you got the 22nd, so June 5th will be the next bonus episode. That's when this one's coming out, sorry. So it'll be June the 19th will be the next one. So that is the next one that's coming out for me, and I'll make sure that is written down. Actually, where's my pencil? I'm gonna write let's write it down here. Anxiety update, or update on my anxiety. There we go. Done. So I have it done and written and done and finished for that. But, you know, the whole, you know, stressed out, you know, getting overwhelmed, that really did, you know, trigger my anxiety. And that really did, you know, a number on me. And this is why it's important to break things down per day. You're not overwhelmed. For example, I would do at least up to 8 to 10 episodes of Power Rangers, for example. That, since that is the last recent episode that I did, or recent series I did on the CBW show, for example, you know, and then from there, I would just go from like 8 or 10 episodes to like 11 to like 20 or like 18 or 19 or 20 something, and then I would do the last two episodes the next day, and somehow my adrenaline rush said, Chris, you gotta get those last episodes done. It's not even 20, it's not even a whole hour, it's like 50 minutes. If you were to put them together, it's like close to 50 minutes. So if I did the math right in my head, you know, that is what I'm thinking right now. So it is important to break things down. It is important to, imperative to, you know, take a break for 15 minutes to half an hour, especially if it's lunch hour, take a break, go for a walk, go to the store, you know, get yourself a treat at the store once in a while. And I do that from time to time. Even though I'm on a really strict diet right now, trying to lose weight, I still, you know, splurge once in a while to, you know, getting is I'm still trying to, you know, lose a weight, but once in a while I'll splurge and have a treat once with a blue moon. But you know, fresh air is just a wonderful thing. It is what fresh air is such a wonderful thing. Breathing in that clean air, if you're not close to a factory, then you're smelling all the the fumes from that. But I mean, other than that, you know, smelling the flowers, especially this time of the year being spring, the fresh air is just beautiful. It's great. You know, is that time of the year when all the everything coming out on bloom, and then you have listening to the birds singing, the cardinal, the white-throated sparrow, he's around. He's been singing a little bit. I haven't heard him yet this year, which is strange. I haven't heard him singing whatsoever. The cardinal singing his usual, and the woodpecker doing to the trees. I hear a couple of them every time I go, or once in a while I'm out in the bell, I'll hear those guys doing their words. They'll be pecking at the wood and like, yep, the woodpeckers are out. Yep, the woodpecker are doing their job or doing what they're supposed to do, you know. But we have a resident woodpecker here in the area, and he's very very consistent with the pecking noises, making the noises and all and whatnot. But you know, I know it's a racket, but I love hearing the woodpeckers, and they have a sharp little claws and little beaks too. I love it. I love nature. Nature is just a wonderful thing. It clears your mind from everything and gets you into that mindset to keep going with your workload or creating content like I do. So you know, I love walks, even though it's half an hour. Sometimes I'll say, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go for a 40-minute walk. I go down. Well, you guys seen it on my Instagram stories. For those who have watched the Instagram stories, you know, you've seen me, you know, walk down. I've done the stairs. You see me walking down the hill. Then usually I turn left. I'll go up and around, back around to the house. So it's kind of a long loop of a hole. Not hole, but like a loop of a what do you call that? Walk. So I love it. And it gets me refocused, gets me ready to create more content, and just really, 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 it gets me motivated. It does. It really gets me motivated. There are so many different tools to cope with burnout. You know, both longer and shorter breaks. If you need to take a shorter break, that's fine. If you need to take a day off, that's probably the best thing to do, right? You don't want to overdo it. And you don't want to take too much of a break, then you're going to be behind in work. You're not going to get the work done. It's just like you're going to be stressed out even more. So you do need to take a break, a generous break, but not a long break. Because, you know, if you take 2 days off, then you got to get back to it. You got to make sure just the way to do it with burnout. If you're a little burned out and you're just tired of it, just reschedule things around. Just kind of figure it away and just really try to get it done. Now, if you're work, like you are like working in an office, or you have a task or a project that you're doing at work, then, well, you're going to have to get it done. You're going to have to take a minute to breathe and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. That is the best way to do it. So, like, I know the boss will be on your case, like, oh, you got to get this work done. This is when it's supposed to be done. You know, you don't want to get in trouble with the boss. And I know that for a fact. I've been yelled at. I've been complained at when I worked at the bookstore back in the day in 2015. Well, not back in the day, but, you know, 2015. You know, I was righted on that. But anyways, that's in the past. This is now. That's what really matters. But it is important to just to deal with your burnout. It's best to, you know, just take a moment to breathe in and out and, you know, go for a glass of water upstairs. Or, you know, I have my water here and I haven't drank any of it yet. I should be drinking it pretty soon because I'm kind of due for a drink break pretty soon anyways. But it's always good, especially even if you want to just fill up your water, go for it. That's only takes a minute and it's a quick break. And, you know, that's what really matters. You want to get your water jug filled up, add a little bit of ice in there, and you're good to go for a while, right? And you get back to it. Anyways, what else can I say? I'm trying to stretch this out to 20 minutes. Getting it to 20 minutes these days is getting harder and harder and harder. But there's a lot of different tools to deal with burnout, long-term and short-term, you know, but it just, you got to remember your mental and physical health is the most important thing in the end. It is. It is very, very, very important for your mental health in the end is to make sure that you're going to get it. You're going to take care of yourself first, and that's what matters. But remember, you got to get the work done. You have to get the work done. You have to make sure it's done in time. Always remember that. Work is number one priority already, especially if you're at work, you know, listening to this right now. Well, actually, you wouldn't be work. A lot of you guys probably are off because this, well, it's Wednesday, right? It's a Wednesday episode. So yeah, if you're listening to this at work, you know, just be careful with the boss. You don't want them, but remember, work is number one. Work is the number one thing to do first, and then your family, and then, you know, but anyways, I'm going off the tangent here, but I think that's about it. That's all I can really say on the topic. You know, I hope this kind of helps you with burnout. Any questions, please do feel free to reach out in the comments below on YouTube, or you can send me an email, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. You know, you can reach out on social media and talk to me. And, you know, if you want to do a video chat on Instagram, or you want to send me a voice message on Instagram, you can always do that. If you have any questions, you know, always feel free to reach out, whether it's a comment on YouTube, email, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com, or just reaching out on any of the social medias. I am more than happy to help you out with that. All right. That is the episode for today. And if you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast. Next episode, I will be talking about, I'm going to start doing this more often, what is coming up for the podcast. And it is, sometimes you have to slow down and think. So that's another great episode. And it kind of goes toe to toe with what I'm talking about on this podcast. So be sure to check that out on Sunday. Till then, have a good one, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Also, follow Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter, aka X, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. I'll see you guys Sunday for another episode on another podcast. And remember that the episodes are being pre-recorded today and Sunday. And I'll be back Sunday on social media. So be sure to be on the lookout for my return. And then have a good one, guys. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.